Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Runners go. The 3-2 pitch is in there. Strike three call. Locked him up with a curveball. Descalzo's called out and the inning is over. Second strikeout for Steven Strasburg. No runs, no hits, two walks, and two men are left. After two innings in Phoenix, Washington 4, Arizona nothing.
The Nats would go on to win yesterday and wrap up a 7-2 road trip. They were great in their first nine games post-All-Star break. They come back to D.C. to kick off a homestand. Tomorrow, they are off again today. Steven Strasburg on pace for his third ever 30-start season. On pace for his second ever 200-inning season. Think about that. He's been in the big league since 2010. He's pitched 200 innings one time. His starts by season, 12 in 2010 because he didn't get called up until late. 2011, only 5, and that was because he had come back from the Tommy John surgery. 2012, 28 starts, less than 160 innings. 2013, he made 30 starts and pitched 183 innings. That was the closest, other than his 2014 full 34-start, 215-inning season, which is the only full season, no injuries, no setbacks, no missed starts that he's had his entire career. Then in 2015, he made 23 starts. Last year, he got shut down, made 24 starts, less than 150 innings. This year, he's at 20 starts and 121 innings, and he left this outing. Now, his first start post-break, he was kind of clenching his hand like he tends to do, shaking it a little bit on the mound in Cincy. And there was some concern, but he pitched through it, and he pitched well.
Threw well, yeah.
Then yesterday, his velocity was where it always is. It wasn't down. There weren't any issues with movement. His breaking ball, his sliders, curveball, everything was sharp. And he looked fine. But he also looked like he had discomfort. And after two innings of a scoreless performance, up by a bunch, he left the game. So you knew right then, something's wrong with the 29-year-old. When we find out after the game, he says there was achiness. Dusty called it stiffness. Baker said this isn't a big deal, but the Nationals don't. Here's the two things I know about them with injuries. One, they don't say anything during the game. Other teams do. We knew that Clayton Kershaw had a back injury before
he
the end of that
the
game.
He left with a back injury, yes.
We knew when J.D. Martinez got hit by a pitch with the Diamondbacks in the hand that he didn't have a break because the x-rays were negative. The Nats will never say a word during the game. That's their policy. I don't have a problem with that policy. But we also know they tend to always downplay things and say it's not a big deal right away. Whether it's Rendon's knee at spring training, whether it's Strasburg's arm a year ago, it always is nothing until we find out later it's something.
Yeah, Jason Worth has a bruise. It's actually a fracture. It's actually even worse than that. And now he's out for even longer. He's missed a huge amount of time, and nobody seems to be concerned that he's ever going to come back.
So sometimes it's because of misdiagnoses.
Danny Espinosa is a misdiagnoser.
Okay. Sometimes it's because they actually just don't want you to think there's anything wrong when maybe there is. Where are you at on Strasburg is the question at 800-636-1067. Because I got to tell you, Danny, with him, I always kind of hope for the best and assume that they're not telling me the truth.
With pitchers, we need to have way more concern. Not in Strasburg division.
Well, especially though pitchers with arm injuries in the past that led to Tommy John surgery, who got shut down 1 year ago with flexor mass strains that lead to future Tommy John surgeries. I mean, you can't just separate Stras as a pitcher and say, all pitchers. No, this is a guy who's got mileage on this car and some dings on the used Carfax.
Well, yes, but I mean, even before I get to the Strasburg division, even before I get to guys that have had a history of arm trouble or upper back strains or icy hot in his gym shorts, whatever the hell it's been with him, before you even get to that level, anybody that does this and puts that kind of strain on the very small connecting muscles and bits of tissue like a pitcher does, throwing 96, 97, 98 miles an hour, snap and spin off to make curveballs dive down into the dirt, et cetera, to fool major league hitters. All these guys are more susceptible than anybody else on the planet, basically, to these kinds of injuries. So when you hear tricep tightness, forearm tightness, tightness doesn't just come because, hey, I couldn't stretch it out today. There's inflammation somewhere. The mechanism, which is so fragile, is not functioning at optimum.
Arms break. I always say, as human beings, we are not supposed to be able to throw a baseball 100 miles per hour.
Earl Weaver said it. I'm amazed they can take the ball every fifth day. And that is something I've always kind of tried to remember. So now you get into the Strasburg division, where, of course, you have to be enormously concerned. I understand not wanting to induce a mass panic, because it's the type of thing where, do you tell people to evacuate the city or not? You know, because then the panic may be just as bad as the actual event that may or may not happen. When I hear precautionary, he's leaving it because of forearm tightness, we'll just have our doctors look at it, and we just wanted to be safe and smart. Please put him in an MRI tube as soon as he wakes up and has had his coffee this morning. Get him comfortable. Get him a magazine. Whatever you want to get him, some VR stuff with one of those Samsung things. I don't care what you do. Please take this so seriously. Examine every possibility. I don't want to find out after two more starts that he did more damage because you guys didn't take it seriously.
Well, I'm going to prevent that by shutting him down right now.
Yeah, he's not making his next start for me.
It doesn't have to be a lengthy stay if he feels good throwing on the side and there is no more stiffness or tightness or, as he called it, achiness. But here is the benefit. Here is the plus to being as far out in front in the National League East as the Nats are. And forgetting for a second how big of a lead they have in the division, how terrible the rest of the division is.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bigger storyline to me is not just that they're up by a lot, it's that no one can catch them because none of the other teams are any good. The Mets, who I thought were going to be good this year, have had too many injuries and are awful. They're 13.5 back. The Braves are 12 games back. They've lost two in a row. There's not one team in the division other than Washington that has won more than six of its last 10 games. None of them are playing well. So use that to your advantage.
Yes.
Tell Stras he's got a couple weeks off. Don't throw a single pitch, rest that arm, and let's see where we're at in 2 weeks. But enough with the, well, I didn't feel good against Cincinnati. I pitched through it because I was throwing well. I didn't feel good.
No heroes right now.
No, I don't need a hero. I need you to pitch in October, which last year you weren't able to do, in case we forgot. Cordell is in D.C. Hey, Cordell, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
First of all, I am concerned. I have to be extremely concerned because it's Steven Strasburg. How can I not? It seems like every injury he gets, no matter how small they make it out to be, is always something huge. I'm watching the game yesterday, and I could tell that something was wrong with him because he got down, 3-0 to the pitcher? So as soon as I see that, and I see that he keeps on straining his arm and tightening his fist, I know that something's wrong with him. I was at the Steven Strasburg debut. I still have my ticket. I've been hoping and praying to get something extravagant out of him to one day be able to sell that ticket. But I'm hitting the panic button so hard right now to say if he's not able to be productive for us in the postseason this year, I seriously look and possibly moving forward without him in the future. I really do. The time is now if they're going to get anything great for him, because we can only see these times, but so many times without really taking action on it.
Well, Cordell, look, as crazy as it sounds, I mean, the point is actually an interesting one.
Yeah.
He's tantalizing because he is the kind of guy, if he's right in October, who can pitch you to a World Series. Him and Scherzer together, obviously, is a 1-2 punch. But come October, you need what I call swing and miss stuff. High-volume strikeout pitchers with plus repertoires who generate punchies. He can do that. He can get out of jams. That's what gets you to the playoffs. See the Indians with Kluber and Carrasco, or the Royals, you know, with the bullpen that they had with Herrera throwing 98.
And Wade Davis.
And Greg Holland, who's now terrific for the Rockies, who are going to make the postseason. You need stuff and velocity and swing and miss pitches. He's got that. But your point is, if you're never available come the playoffs, and I'm paying you $175 million, what's really the point?
Yeah, two of the three times that they've been, he hasn't been able to go. One, not his fault. It was part of the
shutdown.
The shutdown of the
program.
But it
still happened.
But it's part of it.
And then last year, so he's pitched in the playoffs one time, and it was, by the way, against San Francisco when he didn't pitch well.
He didn't throw great.
And it was only one start that he got, and then he was in the bullpen because Matt Williams chose not to use any of his best pitchers at the end of that game. But he's pitched one time in the playoffs, not that effectively. He's missed two of the playoff runs for the Nationals. And now, as you get ready for the stretch with the last 2 months of the season, he leaves a start with another injury. And you're right. It was very obvious in that first inning that he wasn't 100% right, but it wasn't until the second inning with a couple of walks where you said, okay.
Where he was all over the place.
This guy's got something going on.
He was spraying it, man. It just didn't look right.
We can get more into Strasburg if you'd like at 800-636-1067. Are you worried about him, or are you going to take Dusty and Stras at their word that this is indeed minor? Let's also get into John Wall next, though. He got the super max deal from the Wizards, and he put pen to paper. It is now a slam dunk, and it's all done. He is staying in Washington. Is he closing in on MVP contention, or is that a ceiling that he won't have in the NBA? We'll get into that on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.